Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode on Magic the Noah.
Okay, Fish, you're up.
All right, I would like to use my megaphone and sing Standing Next to You by Jungkook.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. You know that all night long we...
Magic the Noah is a YouTube channel with 751,000 subscribers and has a channel that I've been super into lately. I would highly recommend it. This episode is coming straight from the heart. Although this channel is not at a million, lately it has been punching above its weight with all its recent videos in like the past 10 months being over 1 million views. So let's start at the beginning. His name is Magic the Noah, so he is a Magic the Gathering channel. Originally he has some videos that are sort of skits and I think just vlogs. Those got kind of maybe like 100 or 200 views. But then he started to get into the niche of Magic the Gathering. Now I don't play Magic the Gathering. I have very little to no interest in Magic the Gathering, if I'm honest. But, you know, I guess I respect it. And he started with these videos and he started getting, you know, 10,000, tens of thousands of views. And this tends to be how YouTube works. If you start hitting into a niche, although you may have, you know, less kind of, you know, less of a ceiling or more of a ceiling than like Mr. Beast, who's making videos for everyone, you do have a better base. You're going to have a higher floor, but a lower ceiling, if that makes sense. You're kind of in this zone of like, you have your niche, they're going to watch the videos, but people who don't know about Magic are probably not coming in. So he does this for, it seems like a yearish. And then what comes around is around kind of a year ago, he starts making videos with other YouTubers. And it says the first one was 11 months ago. It had 455,000 views. And it was, I tortured YouTubers with my game show.
Now that Jake is warmed up, let's go Western Roman Empire 500.
Western Roman Empire 500. Heads or tails?
Ding.
Ding.
Jake, you're first.
What is heads?
Heads, minus 500.
And he does this sort of like Bad Jeopardy in which he makes kind of this screwed up game show. And he invites YouTubers on. And, you know, they play these games to see, you know, who wins. And this, it's not like a good game show. These game shows are all made by Noah, this creator, and they're all kind of scuffed and pretty awesome. So, you know, he does possibly a few more Magic videos. They get less views than that. And then I think he kind of realizes, hey, I think I did have something with that Jeopardy video. So he releases another one 10 months ago called Horrible Jeopardy, which got 580,000 views.
I meant views. My podcasting skills are a bit rusty. Also, I made my text-to-speech voice Southern low.
And then he continues on a streak where he has these sort of game shows. They're board games, or they're kind of these like D&D RPG games or other game shows, Jeopardy, stuff like that. And he takes a bunch of YouTubers, puts them together, you know, his friends, and he kind of hosts these shows and they compete in them. And he's acting either as kind of like a game master, a dungeon master, you know, whatever. And I think that these videos are great, and I think they're great for a lot of reasons. If I'm honest, I don't have a lot of, you know, I'm not very educated on the whole Magic sphere, but I think I'm going to focus on what's popular and what I enjoy, because I think that's going to be awesome. Now, at the heart of this, let's get to the heart immediately of this channel. It's something that I talk about a lot when I talk about the success of YouTube channels and why I like them, and that's being with friends. I think one of the large portions of YouTube channels that at least someone, you know, who came from a community would play video games with my friends and hang out with my friends and banter with my friends is that kind of banter, that idea of like, we're going to get multiple people in this Discord call and we're going to go back and forth. I'm saying this as a guy who's making a podcast alone currently, which seems a bit hypocritical, but no, a lot of times things are more fun with more people. So he gets all these YouTubers and usually it seems to be like groups of people that know each other. So it's not the same group of YouTubers each time, but usually when he rotates through groups, they kind of all know each other and they all have kind of set dynamics. And, you know, some of you may think this is a detriment. Like, why is he keeping the same groupings together? Why isn't he branching out, giving us new interactions? But I disagree with that. And I think it's important that he keeps these groups together because when people are friends, it comes through. You can tell when people on YouTube or a podcast or anything do not have good chemistry. It happens and it's bad. It's not fun to watch. We do not like it. So when you have people with good chemistry and obviously Noah knows them enough to invite them on the show. They work off each other. They banter. They work together, but they also, you know, get mad at each other sometimes, throw a few jabs, make jokes, annoy Noah as a group. And when you have that natural friendship, it comes across through the screen. Doesn't matter what you're playing, doesn't matter what kind of video it is. When you have real authentic friendship and real banter with funny people, it'll come through. And not only does he have this real banter with funny people, but he rotates through groups. So sometimes if you need a refreshing banter, it's a different group. So that's what I think is primarily very effective about this channel. Now, the second thing that I think is very effective is he doesn't take himself too seriously. So one of the things that I think allows this channel to shine is I think you could get easily trapped in the weeds of, you know, the seriousness of like making a game. I don't know, you know, honestly, much about Magic, but I'm fairly sure it's a serious game and it has a lot of rules in that. So when you come from that sphere, I think it could be easy to be harsh on your rules, kind of make sure players don't do this. They play the game how it's meant to be played. But Noah doesn't do any of that. He has very loose rules. He kind of sometimes changes rules on the go if he forgets things. Everything, every like board map or like kind of like D&D setup is made in MS Paint. It is all super scuffed and funny. None of it is well drawn. None of it is really well produced. He usually uses a lot of wheels instead of like a D20. He'll spin a wheel from 1 to 20. He'll spin wheels with punishments. He'll have a good wheel, a bad wheel. It's just enough creativity to make it fun and entertaining, but low enough that it also allows people to shine. You can have the friendship is the focus, not the game. And I think that's an important distinction. This is not a game making channel. This is kind of having fun with other YouTubers channel.
Oh, I see now.
It's a Mimic Detector 2.0.
It's Wi-Fi compatible and Bluetooth accessible.
Okay, you now have a Mimic Detector 2.0. There is a Mimic nearby.
There is?
Bad audio warning. But the original video had it, so it's not my fault.
Yes.
Okay, but that's not all it does. I also use the Mimic Detector's function to call in an airstrike.
It doesn't do that.
I created it.
You did.
Can I at least try?
You know what? If we get a 18 or 20... Or 19.
I would love to see it.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh yes. Oh, let's go, baby.
Yeah. First nat 20,
that's
guys.
What I'm talking
let's
about.
Go.
Let's
the
go.
The Mimic Detector airstrike.
It calls in an airstrike, baby.
No, wait. Gunko, get out of the way.
He allows people to be silly and goofy. And he allows, you know, I don't know, things within the realm of possible, like, to break the rules. And I think that's part of the fun in D&D, which I've never played, but from what I understand is that you can do anything. And the idea of him, you know, allowing players to do anything, but like with kind of a measured hand is really effective. And I think he does a great job of that. And why I think it's also like, he draws everything with MS Paint. And it's really fun because a lot of times there are dragons or goblins and all of that, and he'll like drag it into the, I think he might do all of these in like a PowerPoint screen and have all the people in Discord just watching it. But like the dragon is labeled dragon with like an arrow pointing to it, and the goblins are labeled goblin. And throughout the videos, it's like the same images. He does not change them or update them. And it's really funny. He moves the characters around. It's really awesome. And also this kind of holding these values of unseriousness allows for, I think, an average viewer to get into it. I think a lot of times, I mean, I don't play D&D, but I listen to some D&D podcasts and I've watched it before when other YouTubers did it. I remember when Offline TV had their campaign, and I think The Yard is coming out with a campaign soon, which I'll watch. But I think it could be kind of complicated and scary to get into. I think sometimes, you know, you see it, there's a whole world to watch, there's all this, but Noah's channel is singular videos. Sometimes they're pretty long, which you guys know I normally don't watch. They could be 20 to like 50 minutes. But I think the, you know, kind of casual nature of it makes it easy to pick up, easy to follow along, and makes it pretty awesome. Now, here's the one thing. You know, when you have success on YouTube, you generally want to stick what's giving you success. You want to make money. He wasn't the biggest YouTuber before it. It's not like he has 10, he's getting 10 million subscribers and has so many views and can kind of do what his heart desires. I imagine to a circumstance he's trying to ride off this trend. And I think that's fair. If you were a YouTuber, would you not do the same? What that also means is that the past year has kind of been all of these very similar videos in which there's the game show or the RPG and he's getting friends and we're doing all of this and that. It's similar. Like, I won't lie. And I understand that for some people that can probably get a little repetitive. But for me, at least, it made it very bingeable, which I enjoyed. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go through kind of this like kind of slump of YouTube videos where I'm like, I don't know what to watch. None of this is entertaining to me. But then I found this channel and I'm like, damn, I really like this video. It was great. And then I looked at the rest of the channel. I was like, oh my God, there are so many other videos like it. And I could just go through them all. And I think an important part of a YouTube channel is, while it's good to keep it unique with this changing cast of characters and changing type of games, it's also important for the viewer to know what they're getting. Because if I go to a YouTube video, you know, and I am expecting a Magic Nova video, I'm like, okay, there's going to be probably some type of board, some type of wheels, and multiple YouTubers. And if he gave me, like, if he gave me an in-depth card review, I would not watch it at all. And I'd probably be annoyed and be like, oh, if he's back to that, I'm not going to watch as many videos. So I think that repetitiveness could be controversial in some circumstances, but I do quite enjoy it. And, you know, we've talked about in the past, it's been a thing that for me personally, I have a low attention span. I don't like watching long videos. When there used to be that dream, like speedrunner versus hunters or whatever, you know, I couldn't watch them. They were 50 minutes. They didn't keep me too engaged. I didn't enjoy them too much. Even some of the longer, like Mr. Beast ones. But these are 40, 50 minutes, and I think they're great because they are really easy to put down and pick up. It's not like you have to be paying attention too much because, like I said, the plot is very loose. So you can, it's kind of like just watching a new video every time. And I think that's a really cool thing about it, is that there is a loose story you can follow, but not enough of one to be lost. Everything is very easily accessible to you. Like, there's usually a scoreboard or something in, like, you know, PowerPoints or whatever. And I think that makes it really easy to put down and pick up. And I think, you know, having that kind of accessible, I don't know if accessibility would be the right word, you know, to be able to, like, kind of take it anywhere and watch it in short spits or long spits. Like, if you could, you know, you had a free night and you really just wanted to, you know, chill in bed and watch a YouTube video and not really think, you could just watch one of his 50-minute videos, which is also great to watch all in one. You know, continuing about this style, if, you know, we get into more of the technical aspects of his thumbnails are simple, which I think is pretty awesome. I think sometimes I get annoyed, not annoyed, but YouTube is becoming more commercialized, and that's clear. We know it. Is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. It could lead to a lot of fun content and big sponsors, but I do like the idea about YouTube is that it's just someone creating videos that they like. And I think this comes across is that all of his thumbnails are exactly like this production quality. It's like some MS Paint image with just big red text. Like one of his ones, which says, I made an RPG, but it's not fun. And the thumbnail is literally, it's like a chest with a teeth and a mouth referred to as a mimic. And in giant red text, it says, the chest was a monster. That's all it says. And then another one says RPG, but it's extremely low budget. It's this weird demon-looking creature in big text that says final boss. They are very, very simple thumbnails. You know what's going on in it. Honestly, it's a masterclass in that simplicity can sometimes be better. Sometimes you get overcomplicated. Sometimes you lose it. But in this, you usually, there's sometimes, if there's a big YouTuber, like sometimes like there's like Small Ant, you can see Small Ant's little thumbnail in the picture and you're like, oh, Small Ant's in it. I'm going to watch that one. Great job. And I mean, titles are less so. He kind of follows a similar formula now where he goes, blah, blah, blah game, but blah, blah, blah game, but this game gets too hard. This is the worst game. This is the best game, which I think is fair, but I would say it's nothing too crazy. He found a formula that works and he's using it. That's kind of that. And I think a fun part about this one is that anybody can make these videos. This is not some high budget gaming rig or any of this. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, there's, of course, there's this rhetoric that, oh, you know, YouTube, anybody can make a video, you know, all of this. But, you know, let's be honest. If you have better graphics, if your computer runs games better, of course, if you're funny too, it helps. But a lot of those things are help. Yes, you can become a YouTuber if you have nothing, but it helps if you have better equipment for a lot of things, especially if they're like IRL content and stuff like that. And with Mr. Beast, bigger challenges, money, like the cost of becoming a YouTuber is getting higher. But this, him just messing around in PowerPoint with all of this, with like a decent mic now, but like a year ago, his mic wasn't great. And sometimes he's playing with people on Discord. The Discord mics suck. There's like traffic in the background. And I think that kind of little low production is kind of fun in a way, because it's just people having fun. It's not produced. It's awesome. And anybody can do it. And I think, I don't know, seeing this always makes me happy in a way, because I think that truly is the heart of YouTube, is someone picking up, you know, either a video editor or just messing around, making a video with friends, and then people watching. And I think sometimes the commercialization takes away from the beauty of that, and I am really happy to see it come back and exist in these videos with Magic the Noah. I highly recommend his channel. I don't know if I can go into too much more. I'm going to keep it short, probably around, I think, a 20-ish minute episode, maybe a little bit less. But thank you guys so much for listening. That was a really long break by me. I apologize. I'm busy at college, but I'm going to try to upload when I can. I'm very passionate about this channel, and I want to continue it. I think I'm going to make an episode about Doug Doug in the future. That may be my next. But if you have any you know, recommendations, you can always leave a comment and the reviews, and I'll try to read out 5 stars back. I think one of the most recent 5-star reviews was for me to upload more. Well, that might have been a 4-star because I didn't upload enough, which, fair. In on December 24th, we got Balls. Yeah. But yeah, please, I really appreciate all your help. I'm just going to try to do this for the love of it again. Thank you guys so much. It's been fun making a video about a creator I love. I really appreciate you. I will see you next time. Goodbye.